When a resident in Montrose County or Delta County calls 911 and mental or behavioral health is determined to be a factor in the emergency, a unique partnership between local law enforcement and the nonprofit Center for Mental Health can help de-escalate crisis situations.
If someone sees something happening that they consider an emergency, they don't know much about it, so they're going to call 911. Right. That's just natural, and we anticipate and expect and hope that people do that.
That's Montrose Police Commander Matt Smith.
Sometimes the call that they're making involves someone who's in a behavioral crisis or a mental health crisis, and they've committed no criminal offense. Well, we are bound to show up to that incident.
Calls do come through dispatch, and then our law enforcement entity engages with our co-responder.
And that's Amanda Jones, Chief Clinical Officer at the Center for Mental Health.
Then our co-responder will go and deploy with law enforcement to the scene to assess the situation.
Well, now we have the option to make that frontline intervention. So our co-responder responds to that call, and we can make contact with that person that's in crisis while we maintain safety of the scene, because we want to make sure that person gets the help that they need.
We really try to meet people where they are at. We see ourselves as a safety net provider. Our co-responders are master's level licensed mental health professionals employed by the Center for Mental Health. So it's really a partnership.
That's a pretty brave person to be right there on the front line with your officer. Not to discount what your officer is going through in that situation, but that's their training.
Yeah.
It does seem like a role worthy of respect. What's your take on the Center for Mental Health partnering with you guys and the kind of oomph that it takes to do this work from their side?
And I could probably talk all day about that because, yeah, the respect and the amount of courage that it takes, organizationally speaking, to step outside the box in a community like ours, in a county like ours, to offer that solution, to help move the ball forward for effective mental health treatment, and to have it work hand in hand with law enforcement is something that can never be discounted. I would sing the praises of the Center for Mental Health all day for stepping out of the box like that. And it does take courage.
There is a great deal of trust and support and collaboration with law enforcement that I think really creates that environment for our co-responders so that they do have a sense of security and support and backing. And they really are a team. These are very courageous individuals that do amazing work in our community.
Police officers are being asked to do more and more things beyond the scope of what we might call traditional police work. Both William Woody, the public information officer at City of Montrose, and Police Commander Matt Smith agreed that generally the city doesn't want officers dealing with mental health crises when it can be avoided. For people posing an immediate threat to themselves or others, what difference can the co-responder program make in diffusing a situation?
They come and they are representing the mental health center. Often they will not be in uniform, but they are in collaboration with law enforcement. They are able to quickly, on a scene, assess what the crisis might be. They also are trained to very quickly understand interventions that might be needed in terms of referral so that a situation does not continue to escalate, being able to avoid a much larger crisis.
It is true. You know, we do find that our officers do get tasked with more and more duties. For someone in a behavioral crisis or a mental health crisis who's committed no criminal offense, really, our help might not be what they need. So having this co-responder program really fulfills a lot of goals for us in that particular type of contact. We don't want them to go to jail. We don't want them to use our resources. The Center for Mental Health is equipped to handle that crisis.
The Center for Mental Health currently staffs two co-responders, one who partners with the City of Montrose and Montrose County Sheriff's Office, and the other with City of Delta and the Delta County Sheriff's Office. Last year, the City of Montrose applied for a Peace Officer Mental Health Grant from Colorado Department of Local Affairs to train and certify five officers in peer support counseling and purchase an equipped vehicle for their co-responder. They got the grant and bought the car.
The real benefit of this vehicle is what happens afterwards, this shift from that frontline intervention to subsequent outpatient care, so to speak.
A secured vehicle that helps to support the potential transport support individuals who might be experiencing a crisis to other locations for continued mental health care, be it our crisis stabilization unit or walk-in center in Montrose, or could be care through hospital or other behavioral health settings, so that we are able outside of law enforcement or other emergency responders to safely transport someone who's in crisis.
The new co-responder vehicle is now operational in Montrose. For KVNF News, I'm Gavin Dahl.